540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
A Met Piper, Israel calls it their 9/11. The unprecedented Hamas attack into the country has killed hundreds. MTS Taieb with CBS's is in Tel Aviv with details of another atrocity.
Israel's government estimates over 100 Israelis are now in Hamas's custody. Families of the missing are being encouraged to come here, a center where they can register details of loved ones and provide DNA samples. It's something Babani Green has had to do. She hasn't heard from her 66-year-old father, Gidon, who was visiting a kibbutz next to Gaza since before Hamas unleashed its assault, and has been calling everyone she knows, looking for answers, says her partner, Ron Yam.
We don't know what's going on. No one's talking to us. Just want answers to know where he is.
The U.S. government says four Americans are among the dead, but officials believe that number will rise. President Biden is pledging U.S. support.
Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop.
Democrat Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey is sharing his story of being in Jerusalem for an upcoming conference when the Hamas assault on Israel started.
Hundreds of people have been killed. Thousands of people have been wounded. In a level of attacks at a scale that is staggering and really has not been seen in this country for over 50 years.
He and his staff were able to get out. In western Afghanistan, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake has flattened villages and killed at least 2,000 people. Rescuers are digging through rubble by hand. The BBC's Yogita Lemaire reports.
Herat's main hospital, stretched thin even under normal circumstances, is struggling to treat the injured. Aid agencies are trying to help. The Taliban government says survivors urgently need food, drinking water, medicine, clothes, and tents.
Simone Biles wrapped up the Gymnastics World Championships by winning two more gold medals Sunday, further cementing her status as the GOAT. And at 26 years old, she becomes the oldest, if you want to call it that, U.S. woman to win a gold medal at Worlds.
It's a lot coming in and day out and competing, but I'm proud of the work that I put in, and that's exactly why we work so hard in the gym, putting those numbers in, working on that endurance, but I am ready to go home and relax.
That from NBC. Another possible strike, this time at Walgreens. CNN is reporting that pharmacy employees at some of the chain's stores, including pharmacists and technicians, plan to walk off the job between today and Wednesday. The report says the walkouts are in response to what pharmacy employees call burdensome prescription and vaccination expectations that are placed on pharmacists. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the other side of the window, like a, what was it yesterday, a baboon? Is that what got on the loose? Mono the baboon?
I think it might have been a baboon.
I think it is. No, Mr. Zommers is not like a baboon. But you look, now that you're in this beautiful glass cage, sometimes I kind of feel like you're on display there.
Fair enough.
People can look in out the window as well, and both of us. We're kind of like both baboons caught in the zoo, the radio zoo. Good afternoon. It is Friday, August. Who let the dog?
That is actually not a dog barking. That is a baboon sound.
That's a baboon? Good gosh. We have baboons and peacocks and all kinds of things going on here. It is not August. It's October, for goodness sake. October already. The 6th, 2023, 7 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm a little loopy, Mr. Zommers, because I've been up since about 4:30 this morning.
Yeah, I feel that. That's how it was for me
for a long time. Yes, Zommers has no sympathy for me at all. He did it for a year. I was filling in for Pat Kreitlow. Was happy to do so for Up North News. Mr. Kreitlow has been on vacation with his family out west, a well-deserved one. And between Chad Holmes and I, we filled in. So yeah, I've been up, but I feel like I've put in a full day already. And so here I am, and happy to be here with you and all of our fine listeners across the Civic Media Radio Network. Great show coming up. If you're watching on Zoom or on the YouTube or StreamYard or what else? Facebook, Twitter, all those things. I am decked out in cardinal and white today because it is homecoming for the University of Wisconsin right here in the capital city of Madison. Parade going on this afternoon around 5 o'clock, hoping the rain holds off. Talk to weatherology meteorologist Michael, whoever it is. I forget his last name.
Michael Caro?
Yes, God bless you. I think that's it. Michael Caro, who is an alum of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So,
I did not know that.
Yes. So it was great to have. And you remember our friend Kara Foster from the mornings. She is, of course, a Gopher alum.
And yes.
And so I think this is fabulous because I still want to do a show up in Minnesota for the Axe Week and have Kara come. We'll have Michael and Kara both come. One is a Badger and one is not. So we'll see who wins on that.
We can just have them duke it out.
Yes, we could absolutely have them duke it out. So it's homecoming weekend. The parade is this afternoon. It looks like things may get a little damp here in Madison. Rain moving across the state of Wisconsin today. Not a washout if you're going to go to your high school football game. And, of course, Phil Nee and WRCO over in the southwest part of the state. Chad Holmes at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. And Don Brown and WAUK the Shaw all going to be having high school football for you tonight. It looks like most of those high school games will get played. It may be a little bit soggy, so take an umbrella or a poncho with you. But with Civic Media, proud to carry those high school football games this afternoon and tonight. And then tomorrow, big day. As it is the homecoming game, the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights here at Camp Randall. Kickoff time set for 11 a.m. If you want to watch the game, once again, make sure you plan ahead because it ain't going to be on broadcast TV. It's not even on cable. What is it on, Mr. Zommers?
Well, it's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's exactly the correct answer. That's what we want to hear. Yes, you can listen to the game right here on Civic Media if you are in Richland Center, and you can listen to us on WRCE and Racine Kenosha on WRJN, Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, and Amory on WLAK. You can listen over the air. If you're not there, you can listen on the Civic Media app.
If you want to watch it, though, you might be stuck unless you got...
I want to see you peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Exactly right. Because the Big Ten has peacocked up my viewing habits. Because they moved the game to the stream, the Peacock stream, which is NBC, Universal, and Comcast. So if you want to watch the game, and what I like to do, of course, is watch it on television, turn down the sound, and then listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher on my radio on Civic or on the Civic Media app. But you have to have Peacock, the streaming service. And here's the deal. Here in Madison and around the state, any place that you say, well, I like to go out to the bar, like a lot of people do, go to your favorite eating or drinking establishment and watch the game with other people. You might want to call ahead because this is wreaking havoc here in Madison. A lot of the sports bars, one, as a matter of fact, was on the news last night. One sports bar in Madison had to go out and purchase 19 new televisions because they had the flat screen, but they weren't smart, quote unquote, TVs. In other words, they couldn't see some of the smart TVs might have Netflix already loaded onto it or YouTube or whatever, but Peacock is relatively new. So they had to go out and buy 19 new TVs. And then they tried to buy the package from Peacock to show this commercially in their sports bar. And Peacock is so overwhelmed, they need more feathers is what they need. They're so overwhelmed that they don't have enough people to help these poor bar owner establishment folks set this up. So this has just created ridiculous havoc. And by the way, don't blame the Badgers for this, because this was a decision made by former Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren before he jetted off to help destroy the Bears franchise, which incidentally we appreciate. The Bears won last night, Mr. Zommers, by the way, 40-20 over the Washington Commanders, which only goes to prove, my granddad used to say, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
Yep, so. Broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah, all those good things.
All those things.
One of my roommates is a Bears fan and said, they're finally good. I said, winning one game doesn't make you good.
Brady Ewing's going to be here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that. We'll have news headlines, your calls, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? Civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast.
on the Shaw. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 53. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. High temperatures reach up to 53. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, around the world on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, you can download the app by going to your app store on your iPhone or Android device. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, a little C and an M logo there. You download that. Takes less than a minute. The best part about it, unlike Peacock, it's free. F-R-E-E, free. Gratis, no dinero, free of charge. And as Gail King likes to say over at CBS, that's what we call a deal. The Civic Media app, get it today. It is homecoming day or homecoming weekend here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I am decked out in my cardinal and white. And I've just been given a piece of paper here. Big news, Mr. Zomers is leaving after hour one. Apparently you've been named the homecoming grand marshal. Is that true? Are you going to be in the parade as the grand marshal?
I didn't know I was the grand marshal. This is news to me. I knew I was going to be marching in the parade, but they kind of just said, you'll figure it out when you get here.
Well, you're a trombone player. I mean, you fit in with the band, right?
Yeah. I don't have a uniform, though.
That's okay. They dress very casual for this parade. I'll give you my hoodie.
Okay, that works.
No, you're ducking out. You're doing a family thing, right? Or a wedding, something like that?
Yeah, one of my friends is getting married. I am standing up in the wedding. So
this show is so big, it can't just have one producer. We have to have two. So Nate Wiggehout is going to be joining us in hour number two. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Brady Ewing. He is a former Wisconsin Badger football player, three-time Big Ten champion, was a captain of the Wisconsin Badger team, was in three Rose Bowls, and then went on to have a three-year career in the NFL as a fullback with the Atlanta Falcons and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who incidentally, I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin, I think yesterday, and they're talking about this big guy that owns the Jaguars, big billionaire, I think, now is asking Jacksonville for $1 billion to build a new stadium.
Sounds about right. That's just how sports works.
And this place has already like a swimming pool already. We'll ask Brady about it. See, he played at that stadium. So we'll see. Anyway, also the Badgers released their schedule like for the next 4 years. We'll talk to Brady about that as well at the bottom of the hour. Right now, I want to get to a couple of news stories breaking over the wires this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. And this is fascinating. I would love your calls on it. The U.S. economy has added 336,000 jobs in the past month, almost twice what was expected. 336,000 new jobs. Economy is going gangbusters. And yet people don't understand this. And Joe Biden's folks aren't promoting this enough. 336,000 new jobs. And the first headline on CNN.com was something about, you know, shocking jobs numbers, 336,000. It didn't take them long to change the headline. The current headline says, why the shockingly good jobs report is going to cost you. And then it goes on to say that because the jobs numbers were greater than expected, that is making Wall Street nervous because it's not going to slow inflation down enough. Remember, inflation was around 9% a year ago. It's at 3% now.
Here's the real answer why they changed the headline. Because if someone sees a headline, jobs are up, you're like, okay, that's cool. But if someone sees a headline, jobs are up, and here's why that's bad, then it's clickbait and you go and read it.
Right. Advertising, right? Good point, Mr. Zomers. So again, if you read the story, look at what the economists are saying. Look, I'm no economist here, but I was in politics for almost 30 years. The fact that under the Biden administration, they've been able to bring inflation down by 6% over 1 year is pretty remarkable. And remember, the United States leads all democracies in the rate of dropping inflation the quickest, bringing it down the quickest. So and you want inflation somewhere, economists say 1.5 to 2%. So we're not too far away from that at 3% right now. But Wall Street was expecting about 170,000 new jobs to be reported today. Instead, 336,000. People are hiring. Companies are hiring right now. And so that has made Wall Street a little jittery. And so stocks are closing or are going down this afternoon. Not dramatically, but I mean somewhat. And so the thought is that because inflation isn't slowing quick enough and that the economy is still roaring along, that the Fed may raise interest rates 0.5% or so. And that means that the people on Wall Street are getting jittery. So that's what's behind this headline is, you know, that it's going to cost you. But I think it's great that we have a record number of jobs. Again, Joe Biden has helped create more jobs under his administration than the last 50 years combined. A fact. Unemployment is at record lows right now. Inflation has dropped 6% in a year. Gas paid, most Americans are paying less at the pumps than a year ago. Yes, it's a little too high yet. But remember, a lot of that has to do with foreign people, foreign investors, foreign countries, the suppliers of a lot of oil. The Saudis and others would like to see Joe Biden beat. And so they control and keep the gas prices up to try to reflect poorly on him. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I wish that Joe Biden or their team would be out on the road more talking about all the good things right now happening in the economy. Because this new Marquette Law School poll came out yesterday, and we've had Professor Charles Franklin on the program several times. And it ain't good news for Joe Biden, quite frankly. We're going to get to that in a minute. But according to Victor Shi on Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it now, he's a Biden delegate, but a national influencer on social media. And he posts this from Fox News from a while ago. I don't often quote Fox News. But Victor Shi tweets out and says, a Fox anchor just described the creation of 336,000 jobs in September under President Biden as, quote, a big number. And, quote, 166,000 more than economists were expecting. A blowout number, the Fox reporter said, admitting that Bidenomics is working. So even the people on Fox News were surprised by how good this jobs number is. And says, look, I mean, you can't deny numbers, you can't deny facts. So very interesting indeed. This poll that came out again over the weekend, or this week rather, the amazing thing about the poll that Trump has a huge lead over Biden in how he would handle the economy, the border, inflation, and job creation. And yet Biden leads Trump 51% to 49% among likely voters. Probably get to it in hour number two. Great story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today by Craig Gilbert, a great reporter. And he points out how, if you boil it all down, what this poll really means, and Charles Franklin kind of gets to it as well as the person who oversaw the poll a year out, that things are obviously in flux and voters are kind of fed up with both sides and anything could happen. So people that say that this is all sewn up, there's no way Trump could ever get elected, simply wrong. It is within the margin of error right now nationally and in Wisconsin, one of the five or six swing states that will decide the election as to who's going to win. And to my point earlier that Democrats and Biden need to do a better job of advocating, in the Marquette Law School poll, remember a national poll, this one, not just Wisconsin, nationally, People, when asked in the poll, who would do a better job of the economy? Trump 52%, Biden 28%. Border security, Trump 52%, Biden 28%. Inflation, Trump 50%, Biden 27%. Get this, creating jobs. Who would do a better job of creating jobs? People nationally in this Marquette Law School poll said 49% for Trump, 30% for Biden. We just had record number of jobs. And yet Trump wins that category. In foreign relations, Trump 43%, Biden 38%. And then Medicare, here we go, Medicare and Social Security, Biden 39%, Trump 37%. And on abortion policy, it was Biden leading Trump. I forget my phone to go up there. 43%. Biden was plus 9% on the abortion issue. I just don't understand why we can't get better messaging and get the facts out there. The beautiful thing is you don't even have to lie about it if you're a Democrat or Biden. Just tell the truth on what the economy is doing.
But then they'll just say you're lying.
Well, that's true.
And like they've established that if Donald Trump points at something and says, no, that's not true, like 30% of the people in this country will be like, oh, okay, that sounds right.
Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff Perry joining us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Mr. Perry, what say you?
Well, I'm a little worried. First of all, I was wondering if you – did you see the press conference today?
I did not.
In a fiery press conference this afternoon, Milwaukee Brewers manager Craig Counsell demanded that Major League Baseball expand their health insurance plan to cover choking. And I think it's high time.
Very good. That's exactly what we needed this afternoon. That's great. That's great. You're a huge Brewer fan. And I mean, what did you think of this?
Yeah. Oh man, I was after the about midway through the first game.
Yeah.
I knew what was going to happen.
You knew midway
when Corbin Burns collapsed like that and started giving up all those runs and stuff. And I was like, oh boy, here we go.
And you were right.
Again, and it did.
Yeah. You were absolutely right about that. It's unfortunate. It's sad, right? Because I think I like Craig Counsell. I think he's a good manager. I thought the Brewers had a great team, but holy macaroni. Not since 2018 have we been able to win one game in the postseason since then.
Yeah. It could very well have meant his job too. It's very possible.
Well, he's a free agent basically. So do you think the Brewers bring him back or do you think they go somewhere else?
I hope they do bring him back actually. Mm-hmm. Cause like you said, I do, you know, postseason performance notwithstanding, I do think he's a good manager, but I have a sneaking feeling that maybe they won't.
Do you think he goes to the Mets with David Stern or do you think he just takes a year off like there's been rumored?
I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the Mets. As long as he doesn't go to the Cubs.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's the only thing I care about.
Well, I mean, he's one of the best managers out there, like you say, in the regular season for the last 6-7 years. So, I mean, there's going to be a bidding war. But he's a Wisconsin guy. I don't see him being happy out in, wherever, in Brooklyn, New York, one of the boroughs, wherever it is.
Yeah, no. I hope he's a Brewer for a long time.
Yeah, really me too. But hey, you know what? At least it wasn't over after the All-Star break, which, as you and I know, growing up was the case many a time.
many a time.
Right. And we still got Euchre around, so, there's that.
Right.
Mr. Perry, thank you for calling. We appreciate it, as always. Stay tuned now. Brady Ewing on the other side talking Badger football homecoming weekend right here on the Todd Allbull Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss the Hamas attack on Israel. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, underscored the magnitude.
This is Israel's 9/11, and Israel will do everything to bring our sons and daughters back home.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker posted a video from Jerusalem saying he was jogging in the old city when fighting began.
When I got back to the hotel, I joined others in the bomb shelter or the stairwells of the hotel. Frightened faces. There were children and elderly families, many Americans.
He left Israel yesterday. Oil analyst Tom Klose says there's good news as OPEC prepares to release its world oil outlook.
The good news for American consumers is they're going to see gasoline prices drop because demand is down and prices have come up by so much in the wholesale markets that that's not going to hurt them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, October 6, 2023. Now 33 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board for the first hour as he is getting ready to head out to a wedding. But we'll bid him adieu here in a half hour or so. It is time once again on this homecoming weekend for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Badgers to bring on our friend and ongoing contributor. He is a three-time Big Ten champion, played in three Rose Bowls out west in Pasadena, and was the captain his senior year of the University of Wisconsin football team. He also went on to spend 3 years in the NFL for Jacksonville and Atlanta. He is Brady Ewing, joining us live from Richland Center, our joint hometown. Mr. Ewing, how the heck are you?
Doing awesome. How are you doing today?
Well, now that you're here, even better. You know, because now I just feel like I can chill out. We can have a conversation. And it isn't work. It's just two dudes sitting and talking about sports. So this is fantastic.
That's right.
It's been a couple of weeks. Of course, you're an alum here, and it's distinguished alum, captain, former captain of the team. It is homecoming week, Brady. tell us about that experience as a football player, as a captain. Are there any special preparations? Is it kind of a little bit of added pressure when some of the alumni are back? Is there anything different about homecoming week from a player's perspective?
Not a ton. There might be a little bit more buzz around campus. It is nice to see some of the former players come back. Typically on a day like today, Friday, leading into a Saturday game, you know, they'd come to the afternoon practice, walk through, and it's always cool to see, you know, recent graduates that might come back or longtime graduates that you know their name and have a chance to meet them, touch base with them. So that is really cool. But as far as other festivities, we were always a little bit buffered to, I think, like the parade and some of the other stuff as players. Maybe the coaches took part in that stuff. But for the most part, maybe a little more buzz and just nice to see some of the former players come back into town.
Speaking of that, will you yourself, Brady Ewing, will you be on the sidelines tomorrow for the game?
I will not. No, I actually haven't made it to a game yet. So I am busy with coaching youth soccer here in Richland Center for my young boys. This is the first year that they've split up. So our oldest is in Division II, and our second son is in Division I. So my father and I are coaching Division I, and this is one of the first sports I've been able to watch have somebody else coach him. So it's been really cool to see that and see his continued development that way.
Well, speaking of that, I was guest hosting Up North News with Pat Kreitlow this morning. He's on vacation. And we talked about this. It is national. I'm not sure if you know this. It's National Coaches Day, Brady. So for all you do.
Is that right?
This glass of milk's for you. Yes. Happy National Coaches Day.
Shoot. That's good. Maybe some of our football players tonight will bring me an apple or something.
Right? Because not only are you coaching youth soccer there, you're coaching football at the high school, coaching the running backs there at Richland Center High School. You're exactly right. This should be a heads up for all the guys to bring you, I don't know, something, but some sort of a treat, right?
No, it's all good. That's the cool thing about being a coach myself and most of the coaches I've had is it's a pretty thankless job, I guess. You know, you invest a lot of time and you do it because you love it. You love giving back to the kids, the community, the sport. And so I definitely don't need anything, but it definitely gives me the opportunity to thank some other coaches that have impacted my life. So thanks for bringing it up to me.
Yeah. We had one of our regular callers this morning, Bill from Oconomowoc, call in. He is a coach and he went through his kids being in sports and now some of his grandkids. And we made the point that athletics, whether, you know, no matter where you're at on the are we good, quote unquote, scale, but you don't have to win a championship. You don't have to be the best. But what athletics teaches you, particularly in team sports, is applicable of how you set yourself up academically for your future and also job wise. And coaches, if you don't have a good coach, I mean, that just could just all be for naught.
It definitely could. You know, as cliche as it is, you know, sports are a great microcosm for life and your development as a human being. So you look at even when you're on a very successful team and you have challenge or you're on a team that's not very successful, it prepares you for different curveballs that life will throw at you. The mindset that you need to approach challenge as an opportunity, using your resources, your teammates, the trust you can build. I mean, I look at some of my experiences and the different backgrounds and cultures and people that I was exposed to, you know, through college and the NFL. It just, I've learned so much through sport and even in my working world and my parenting world now, when challenge comes or when good things come, you know, it's prepared me to take that stuff in stride. So thankfully, I had a lot of coaches through my life and great parents that helped me realize those lessons that are there to be learned. And I guess that's the bigger picture on what I'm trying to do. And I think the coaching staff I'm a part of at Richland Center High School right now, I think they get that.
Right.
And so although we haven't had the most success as far as wins and losses this year, we've seen a ton of progress and a ton of good teaching moments throughout this season thus far and more to come with a couple weeks left.
You had some great success in high school, and you also had some. You won three Big Ten championships, for goodness sake. Went to three Rose Bowls. Those ended a little bit short of where you wanted to go, but you were also a captain on your team. You were one of that small minority that made it from a small town, our small town of 5,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin, to be a professional player in the NFL. Your professional career was cut, unfortunately, way too short by injury beyond your control. Mm-hmm. So, but you've gone through those really high ups and also some of those really low lows.
Yeah.
As you went through all that, Brady, can you think back? I don't care whether you don't have to name them if you don't want to, but a high school coach or a college, was there something that one of your coaches helped you understand or taught you that you took with you through all those highs and lows?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think of just hearing that question all the time here, you know, first and foremost, I think of my dad and, you know, the lessons that he taught us growing up in the house, you know, sports or no sports, just, you know, the ability to take responsibility for your actions. And, you know, I think that laid a foundation for coaches to kind of provide bolt-on guidance. So the next person that comes to mind would be Paul Christ. And the coaching and the love and support he would show us players, both on and off the field, I think paid dividends for me in that continued development. And as I came into college, it was such a different atmosphere than high school as far as the amount of time commitment, the school aspect, the social adjustments coming from, you know, small town Wisconsin into Madison and a big campus like that. So there's countless people, whether it be high school through the college transition and professional transition, but I'd say the foundation for me was mostly laid in family. And those are the people that I continued to lean on as, you know, the ebbs and flows of success and challenge and injury, you know, kind of plagued my career, both good and bad.
Well, congratulations to you being a coach now, giving back to the community, and happy National Coaches Day to you and to all the coaches out there. Let's turn to the game, Brady, in Camp Randall tomorrow, kickoff at 11. Here's what I want to get to. I want to get your take on this because it's something that's under my saddle for the last couple of days. Mr. Zomers will attest to this. You know, the Big Ten, former Big Ten commissioner, who's now is doing a great job with the Bears, of course, and we appreciate that. Kevin Warren, former Big Ten commissioner, made this deal. And if you want to watch the game tomorrow, it's only available on the Peacock. You understand the streaming service. What do you think about this? I mean, we, of course, at Civic Media, you can listen to the game on Civic Media's app and stream it, or you can listen in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory, Matt LePay, Mark Towser doing a great job. But what do you think of this going to, and there's like five of the big games of men's basketball, Michigan State amongst them, also only on Peacock. What do you make of this, Brady?
Man, one, I didn't know that. Two, so thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks for the bad news, huh, Todd?
That's right. Second of all, I'll be coaching youth soccer at our 11 o'clock game, so that takes away a little bit of the sting of the Peacock. But third of all, I'm not a huge fan of that. Amazon Prime TV or whatever, I think the Packer game was on that on Thursday night. You know, that's one thing because selfishly we have Amazon Prime and, you know, we're able to catch a little bit of the game, but, you know, to have it on a platform that I don't necessarily have, and I feel like it's kind of on the lower end of the threshold, while it clearly it's going to work because I'm sure a lot of people will sign up for it. And I think that's probably their intentions with this deal. But, I like the games that are on ESPN, Fox, CBS, Big Ten Network, whatever,
right,
that are the mainstream, more nationally or regionally televised games.
I think
that should be a standard.
Yeah, me too. Big Ten. I think it's, you know, it's unfortunate for older folks that might have an older TV or people that don't have a quote-unquote smart TV that can do the streaming. I mean, it leaves people out. But again, the best way to listen to it is right here on the Civic Media Network, on the Badger the Badger Radio Sports Network with Matt LePay and Mark Towser on the call tomorrow at 11 o'clock. You can stream it on the Civic Media app, and guess what? Won't cost you a thing. It is free to download the app and free to listen to it right here on Civic Media. Go to WRCE News from the Center. Brady Ewing and I's hometown, best place to listen to it. Let's get into the game itself, Brady. some of the keys. I'm pulling up this great article by BadgerNotes.com. It is Jake Meyer who wrote this and does a great job. A couple of things that he brought up, I want to ask you about them. Big question, of course, Purdue got, the Badgers got a big win over Purdue. They are now currently 3-1 on the season. Looking pretty darn good in a really weak Big Ten West. And, you know, that doesn't hurt my feelings because my oldest godson lives in Indianapolis, you understand. And I'm thinking if the Badgers could get to the Big Ten game this year, the championship game, I'm going. Because once you throw in some of these once UCLA and USC and Washington and Oregon, and then you got all the other people left over from the current Big Ten, going to be pretty hard for Bucky to get back to that. So I'm going this year. So the Big Ten West is weak. But coming out of that, of course, the big news, Ches Belusi, one of the star running backs along with Braylon Allen. Ches Belusi, unfortunately, a terrible injury. He is out for the year. That is going to mean that Jackson Acker and Cade Iacomelli are going to have to step up. And there's really no good part about Belusi's injury. But here's the interesting part about Jackson Acker, Brady, he is a former fullback that was turned into a running back. That's what do you think about that?
I love it. You know, I'm not a huge fan. We've talked about the lack of fullback, but I think he's a Verona kid from what I remember.
Yes.
Came in as a running back, moved to fullback. Similar. He was a scholarship guy, but a similar story to myself. And I actually had the chance to, when Coach Chris was still there, I was down at a practice. Coach asked me to, talk with Jackson, work with him a little bit after practice. So have a little bit of a personal connection with him. Seems like an awesome kid and player or young man from what I've seen. And excited for his opportunity. I mean, everybody's as unfortunate as Malusi's injury was and actually pretty gruesome and gross. So I feel for him, especially with his ACL in the past and just dealing with that. So wish him the best, but pretty much everybody gets their opportunity because somebody ahead of them isn't able to, fulfill their role, whether that be from injury, from, academically ineligible, whatever the situation may be. So excited to see what he can do and bring to the table. I did like the combination of Allen and Malusi as far as I felt like Malusi was a little bit more of a speed guy downhill, could make a move. And Allen's shown that too, but he's just much more of a physical presence out there.
Sure.
And with his size and what he brings to the table. So I thought that was a nice yin yang, but Jackson and Allen sounds pretty good too.
Well, if Jackson Acker really performs here, we could all point to you and just say, well, it was the coaching by Brady Ewing. That's exactly what we'll do.
On National Coaching Day.
Exactly. On National Coaching Day. That's what we'll talk about. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll ask Brady a little bit about, can the Badgers shore up this run defense a little bit? And also, how about the Wisconsin football? How will they attack Rutgers defense? It's been a little hot and cold. The first half of the Badgers, especially, been a little cold. They seem to get it together in half number two. We'll talk with Brady about that and so much more, including the new schedule is out for Badger football for the next 4 years. Get Brady's take on that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 $0.25. The pin still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Highs level off around 53 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Highs level off around 53 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Telleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app because you can listen to the Wisconsin Badger football game against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. It's homecoming here in Madison. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. You can hear Matt LePay and Mark Towser across the Civic Media Radio Network. Simply download the Civic Media app and stream it for free. You can also listen over the air in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. Talking with three-time Big Ten champion and former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the league, the NFL. He is Brady Ewing, joining us live from Richland Center, Wisconsin, now coaching the helping coach, the Richland Center High School Hornet football team, and also, as it turns out, did you call it junior soccer league or peewee? What do you call it? Youth soccer?
The Richland area. Oh man, it's rarities. I don't know what that stands for, but
it's kids from Richland Center playing soccer. How about that?
Yep. Yeah, Saturday mornings in North Park at in Richland Center is a crazy place from about 8 a.m. till noon, 1 o'clock every Saturday. It's the time of year.
Do you ever, and this will mean nothing to anybody except Brady and I, but a long time Richland Center High School football coach of Vitus Rip was from a different era and was a great guy. We've talked about him before. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he passed away way too soon. But Brady, do you ever find coaching soccer that you just get frustrated and yell out, "Hit somebody!" Do you ever do that?
I haven't yet. That's going to be in the back of my mind. But I will say, you know, Coach Rip comes up at least every week between the coaching staff or the high school football team.
What an icon
and in Richland Center and in the football community.
Right. And just a great guy.
Rest in peace. Yeah,
rest in peace. But Coach Rip was a great offensive coach, but a great head coach, but he was not a defensive guy. And so when we'd be on defense, he'd just get frustrated, just yell, "Hit somebody!" That was his strategy, which, of course, is exactly what you want to do on defense.
It's simple, right?
Right, just hit somebody.
Coach Chris always used to say, "Hey, all we got to do to win this game is score one more point than the opponent." He would say that about every pregame or like the Friday night team meeting leading into the Saturday game. He's like, "All we got to do tomorrow is score one more point than them guys."
And think about Paul Christ right now. He's an advisor on the offense for the Texas Longhorns. They're having a heck of a season. Yep. He's got to be a happy dude right now.
Yeah, it's cool to see. I did see a picture of him in a Longhorn shirt, which is a little
weird.
Odd,
yeah.
You know, to see those colors on him. But yeah, happy for his involvement. I mean, he's just a ball coach, and he loves being a part of it, and I'm sure he's contributing a ton down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, let's skip over the defensive side, because you know, you're an offensive guy as well, but looking to, mm-hmm. in the story in the BadgerNotes.com asks the question, how will Wisconsin football attack Rutgers defense? Because Rutgers has allowed just 267.8 yards per game this year. That is good for 10th in the nation. And Greg Schiano has his defense doing pretty well. At times, Wisconsin's look good, particularly in the second half. But, Brady, it would seem like this would be the type of game at homecoming that we really need Tanner Mordecai and that offense, the passing game, to finally click.
You do. And I think in this attack, you know, this offensive philosophy, you know, it's, I wouldn't necessarily say a pass first offense, but it seems like you have to be dual threat in order to have success, to spread the field out, you know, get the defense widened out, open up some running lanes. They have to respect the pass to do that. So I did like to see Mordecai use his legs a little bit too, you know, the past couple games. So I feel like they're making good progress on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I think some of that growing is to be expected with a lot of new players, new play callers for some of the players that have been at Wisconsin for a while. There's only so many situations and things you can work on in practice, spring ball, leading into a season. Sometimes you just got to play the game and get experience in real time to feel out how everyone best works with each other. But clearly there's talent there.
Yeah.
And I think they're making good progress.
A lot of us, including myself, bought into the hype and probably helped the hype once this new administration, the Fickell team came in. I mean, a lot of excitement around this year and all the changes. You know, it's been frustrating, I think, for us as fans to sit there because it hasn't quite lived up to it. But from a player's perspective, Brady, and a coach's perspective, you can't just suddenly – I mean, I think what Deion Sanders and Prime did out in Colorado, I mean, that is just – literally an overhaul, but that's not going to work in a place like Wisconsin. I mean, Colorado had basically nothing to build on going in there, and he just kind of brought in everything on his own and just bought it. And, you know, they've had mixed success now, but you can't, it's going to take a little bit longer, right, Brady, to kind of right that ship or at least improve that ship to where people might want it to go.
It is. And you gotta, you know, there's big cultural changes, both from a philosophy, football philosophy standpoint, but also, you know, what these guys are dealing with around and working with around the facility as far as the new weight room culture and the new meeting room culture. You know, things have changed. And that's not to say that they were bad before, because you talk about an, you know, overhaul like Prime had is we've had success at Wisconsin.
Exactly.
You know, we've talked about that a lot in the previous months. You know, we've had a lot of success and we have incredibly high expectations for football, but all of our sports programs at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we've been pretty spoiled, I think, as you look at, you know, at least in the recent history across multiple of our sports teams and football included.
Yeah.
So I think those high expectations are great for a program, but when you have some change and you have some turnover, you still have to, you know, have a reality check of, you know, what you can expect. And things take time. Good things take time. If things were easy, as the cliche says, you know, everyone would be doing it. So I would rather have continued sustained success, you know, than come out hot. And on it, and as you look at the journey of a season in itself, I think it's good for teams, you know, to have some challenges, whether that's results in a loss or there's turnovers and some things that you can use as learning experiences, because you know, as much as you want to say you learn as much from a win as a loss, I think it's a lot easier to continue to stay focused and stay motivated when you have some challenge. So, yeah, you know, I look at the volleyball team similarly.
Right.
They've continued to have a ton of success, and they're so fun to watch. But I wouldn't be heartbroken if they, you know, had a loss here early in the season to just continue to keep them motivated and focused. And, yeah, exactly. You'd hate to have them go undefeated onto the tournament or something.
Right.
You're just kind of playing with your back.
About a minute left here. I want to get your quick thoughts. Next year's schedule is out. We have Alabama. Well, not we, but the Badgers have Alabama at home. Huge game there. And also it's announced Oregon, the Ducks, that terrible team that stole the Rose Bowl away from you guys your senior year out at Pasadena. They are coming here to Camp Randall. I can't wait for that one, Brady.
Man, it is cool to see some of the both conference and non-conference plays, some of the teams that we're going to have on our schedule and some of the venues that are going to be played in. Incredibly exciting times for the Badgers.
Well, mark your calendar next year, my friend, because we go to USC next year. I have accommodations out there. We'll do a live show with you from the Coliseum at USC next year.
Ooh.
We'll make it happen. Brady Ewing, Wisconsin Badger, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.